So today's audio boo is a very simple thing. It's why you should never use Western Union ever to do any transfers. Now, I know when you think of Western Union, you think of Nigerian scams where you've got to send the money over so you can collect your share of 35 million. It's all over the internet, of course. But Western Union is a system that is used for a lot of people to move a lot of money. The commissions are relatively high, but that's not the reason that you need to stop using Western Union. Yesterday, I got sent some money to put into an account for a client for a deposit on a property. The maximum you can send is 3,000 euros, and they were sending it from another country, so they did an exchange, and they put the equivalent amount of dollars into the account so that 3,000 euros would appear here. Unfortunately, 3,000 euros and 10 cents appeared here. Now, that might not mean much to you, it might not be a big thing, but to Western Union it's huge, because they have a limit, a maximum of 3,000 euros, which they will pay out to anyone in a 3-month period. So I couldn't collect it. I said, just give me the 3,000. They said, no, we can't do that. So the money, in theory, not that it has actually moved, was returned to the person who sent it to me. He then wanted to send some more, so that it was 2,900 euros, for example. But he couldn't, for two reasons. One, in the country where he is, you are only allowed to send 3,000 every 3 months. And officially, according to Western Union, he has already sent it. The other thing is that he can't send it to me because I've officially received 3,000 euros, even though I haven't received 3,000 euros. So not only can't he send it to me again, I can't receive it. So he's got to send it as somebody else. And it needs to be received here in Spain by somebody else. Up to now, all fine. So we arranged it. A friend of mine was going to do the picking up so he can pay his deposit on his flat. Then there's another problem comes up. The only place now you can receive money from Western Union is in post offices. So we went to the post office, filled out all the form, and guess what? They haven't got any money. They don't hold 3,000 euros in post offices in Spain. So we went to another post office and they didn't have it there either. And then we went to various other post offices and they didn't have it there either. So we can't actually pick up the money. And the good thing about the post offices is you can't actually order the money either. So you can pick it up the next day or something like that. So until we find a post office which just happens to have 3,000 euros in the safe, and every time you go to a post office, you have to wait 10 minutes for them to open the safe because it's got a security lock on it, before you find out that there is only a dead mouse and a piece of cheese in there. Well, you can imagine that it's getting a bit annoying. So please, if you're ever sending money to Spain, please, please, please. I know it's relatively quick, but it is also very expensive. And in the end, you can't do it. Oh, and just one other thing. The place where he sent it from hasn't given him the money back yet. That will have to wait another 14 days before he gets it back. So that's how ridiculous Western Union is.